Well, good afternoon, everyone. So happy to have you with us. This is Local Matters for Friday. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. Pastor Ron, how are you, sir?
Good Friday afternoon, Dwight. I've had a great day. How about you?
Busy.
Yeah.
That's the way we like them. Isn't
it? That's right. Getting things done.
We can rest when we get to heaven.
There you go.
I am excited about the subject matter that we're going to begin to talk about today and probably for the next few weeks. And kind of to get a running start at it, and you and I have talked about this before, but you know, I came to Christ, accepted Jesus as my Savior when I was 13 years old. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was at the end of vacation Bible school. I went actually to Bible school to get my certificate, mm-hmm. and you had to go to the Sunday night service to get your certificate. Well, you know, I'm sitting there in the back of the church waiting for my certificate. The preacher's preaching. I'm not really paying all that much attention at first. But then Pastor Ronnie begins to talk about God loves me and has a plan for my life and, you know, wants me and his family and just to receive Jesus and his work personally in my life. And I thought, man, he's talking to me.
Wow.
And I just absolutely, he had me. An Armenian preacher named Harding Meshagin at the Woodward Avenue Church of God. I was 13 years old. I'll never forget it.
Wow.
So I went up. This doesn't have to happen in the church. I mean, I happen to be in the church.
Right.
And I said, God, yeah, I am a sinner. You know, Jesus died for my sins. Jesus come in. I repent. Jesus come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. And Pastor Ron, I got up off my knees. I knew I was different. I mean, I felt like I had a shower on the inside.
Yeah.
I knew. And the one thing that I knew at that point that if Jesus returned or if I died, I was going to heaven. I was going to heaven to be with him forever. And that was that.
Amen.
Was Yeah, that was the best news that I'd ever heard and experienced. But what I didn't know was all that was entailed, and I still don't know all that was entailed, but I mean, about what the Bible says about becoming a new creature in Christ Jesus,
uh-huh.
about having a new spirit, and about what that brought into my life. I didn't know that. I knew mm-hmm. I was going to heaven, but I didn't know a thing about the here and now benefits.
And you know, Dwight, I didn't either, and had no idea of the depth of the life and the fruit and the joy that came in my heart. But you know what? One of the things that drew me to the Lord and drew me to the fact of having this fruit in my spirit and life in my spirit was the fruit that I saw in the believers' lives in this community. I mean, it drew me. I could see the difference. I could see the difference between a Christ-centered family and a family that was not Christ-centered. I mean, it didn't mean that family that was Christ-centered was perfect. I knew they had problems, just like the other family, but I could see the differences in those. And one of the things that drew me to the Lord, I believe that he began to show me how these families that were Christ-centered and fruit of the Spirit-centered, where they let love rule in their lives, I could see the difference in that, and I wanted it. I wanted that peace. I wanted that joy. I wanted that long suffering. I wanted the fruit that I saw in my life. And Dwight, I tried to get it.
Yeah.
I tried to get it.
Yeah.
But you know, it's impossible to have it unless you do accept Christ into your Lord and Savior as your Lord and Savior. And in this community, Dwight, and I'm sure in the community where you accepted the Lord, there are Christian people that we saw the fruit in their lives. We the pastor that you mentioned.
Yeah.
I know you've talked with me about him before, but we saw this fruit. And Dwight, this fruit is something when Christ comes inside of you, like I said, I had no idea the magnitude of what it meant as far as new creature, just like you, as far as fruit, as far as love, as far as responsibility, as far as discipleship, as far as prosperity, as far as peace. Never knew the depth of that. But praise God, it's manifested and manifesting more every day. And as I grow closer to heaven, it manifested more and more. And when I step out of this body and step over into heaven, man, that the Holy Spirit in life is going to be so much. But the thing that we have to realize is we have that life now.
Yeah.
It's on the inside of us now.
And it's to be used now.
Yes.
It's to be used now.
Yes.
You know, the Bible says, Pastor Ron, in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, I believe it says, to guard your heart with all diligence, because out of it are the issues of life. Now, I've done some study on that particular verse, and one of the definitions that I like about with that word issues is forces or powers. That's
yes.
what it means. Diligent. Be careful how you let your heart be influenced, because out of that are the forces of life, those mm-hmm. powers of life. And And there's, and of course, talk about the heart just a little bit, because it, because you know, we're spirit, soul, and bodies, but 900 times in the Bible it uses the word heart. So define that
well,
for our.
Well, the heart is the core, obviously the core of our being, and that's where our spirit and our soul meet.
Yeah.
Our thoughts, mind, will, emotions,
which
feelings.
Is our soulish realm.
Yeah. That meets with our spirit, and where that meets with the power source, that's where the life comes out. And so we want to guard our heart, but we want to protect our feelings, our emotions. We want to guard those, protect those. And people say, how do I do that? They have to be governed by the Word of God, not yes. by culture, not by media, not even by any other person. You have to guard your own heart by the Word of God. And Dwight, when we're all guarding our heart by the Word of God, literally we're going to be in unity. We're going to be on the same page, because if we're guarding our heart, and we look in the Word and it says, hey, if you're a believer, there's fruit of the Spirit on the inside of you.
Yeah.
Then you're going to have to live that life the same way I live that, by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So that that fruit is manifesting in our life. And then we're really going to be unified by walking that. It's like you can't, and what I'm getting to is you can't take the Word of God and say, well, it says what I want it to say. It justifies what sin I want it to justify. It just won't, it just doesn't do that. We take the Word of God and we begin to let it transform us. We
sure.
begin to let it
yes.
change our thoughts, change the way we think. It transforms our whole lives so that we begin to see the way God sees and act the way God acts.
Hey, we're glad you're with us this Friday afternoon. This is Local Matters. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. And we're beginning a discussion and a study on the fruit of the Spirit. What exactly is it? How does it work? How does it benefit? How does it make us Christ-like? And of course, we just talked about that verse, Proverbs 4:23, says, guard your heart, because out of your heart are the issues of the forces of life. And as we start looking at some of those forces and some of those powers, we see the verses, Pastor Ron, regarding the fruit of the Spirit there in Galatians, the book of Galatians, starting in verse 22 and
chapter 5:22.
If you folks may have a Bible handy, that'd be great. But listen to this. I mean, there is so much in these few verses here. It talks about how we used to live. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Now, some in the King James may use long-suffering. We see sometimes temperance used there for self-control. But it says these words that are listed there, first of all, as I understand it, they come from God. I get goosebumps thinking about it. They are forces and powers and characteristics of Christ, graces, if you will, of Christ, that Christ had and he displayed. And when we are born again and we go through that event that you and I just talked about a little while ago, when we receive Christ in the heart, yes, we get a home in heaven, and that is wonderful above measure. But all of these forces and powers come into us right then, because we become joint heirs with Jesus Christ, and he brings in what he has. We're new spirits. We're born again. We're the temple of the Holy Spirit, and they're all there. And they're, and I love the last phrase they said, against such there is no law.
No law.
In other words, when these things are working together, nothing can stop them.
Yes.
Nothing can stop them.
They're limitless in regard to the power. You know, Dwight, you think you take the power of love, and I guess we could spend the whole program today talking about love, but you think about love. Love is not defined by emotions or feelings, and that is so contrary to culture, that is so contrary to the world's system. The love is not defined by feelings or emotions. Now, obviously, if you have love, feelings and emotions will come, but so many times people are trying to define love by those feelings and emotions. Love is an choice. Love is a choice. It's an action. It's something that we are choosing to do because we have been loved. I think it's 1 John chapter 4 says, we love because he first loved us. Well, if we don't know and experience the love that God has for us, for us to try to love someone. And I think there's a lot of people that feel condemned or guilty, and they're trying to love people, you know, and Lars, it's amazing how much our culture loosely uses the word love. You know, I love to eat this. I love this car. Or yeah. I love going here. I love this. I love that. And then we're condemned into loving people. You know, I've heard a lot of Christians say, well, I just love everybody. Well, I'm not going to say that. I don't know that I'm at that point yet. I try to love people. And I know the word of God says the love of God is in me, but I'm not at the point to lie and say I love everybody. I'm working through that process. Sure. I'm on a journey of growing in that love and having that fruit developed in my life. But I think for us to say, you know, sometimes we're pressed even by the world. The world even presses Christians to fakely manifest this love instead of going back to the heart, the source of life, and judging and following and letting the Lord chasten and direct our own heart so that we're operating out of this pure love of God. When you know you're loved of God, I have the potential inside of me to love any person. I'm growing in that, and I'm finding the more that I can grow and develop and let that out of me, the better my life is. But see, the process of my heart being transformed is realizing I've got this powerhouse of love already on the inside of me. This is not about
the raw material's
me.
There.
Right. It's not about my feelings or my thoughts or even my emotions. It's about knowing that it's on the inside of me.
Yeah, and that's that is such a good way to put it. Yeah, because these things that I just read there in Galatians 5:22-23, as I've said, they're forces, they're powers, they're graces that Jesus had.
Yes.
And the Bible says we're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. The Bible says we're new creatures in Christ Jesus. It's Colossians 1:27, Christ in you is your hope of glory. He's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. He brings those in, and when they're working together, they can't be stopped. And I don't think it's any big coincidence at all that these powers, these forces that are in us, I don't think that love is the first force and power that's listed, because as you said a while ago, the Bible, the defining characteristic, the defining force, God's a lot of things. He's a perfect God. He's an all-powerful God. He's an omnipresent God. But the Bible says, he who loveth not knoweth not God, because God is love.
Yes.
Hey, we are so glad you're with us this Friday afternoon. This is Local Matters. We're talking about the spiritual forces and power inside the heart of the believer. They're called the fruit of the Spirit. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Hey, we're glad you're with us back on Local Matters. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. We're talking about what happens in the heart of man and the spirit of man who receive Christ as our Lord and Savior. Yes, we are going to heaven when we die. Yes, eternity is going to be with the Lord. But God has equipped us with forces and powers and things that we need. You know, as we look at these verses that we read just a little while ago, Pastor Ron, in Galatians 5:22-23, we're not going to need any of these things when we get to heaven.
No.
I mean, none of them. I mean, these are for here, yes, and these are for now, the fruit of the Spirit. And I'll reread it real quickly in case you just joined us. The fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. When these are working together in their heart, nothing can stop them. We get them from Christ. They're characteristics and graces that we receive from Him. And we're just going to be this particular show and for the next few weeks walking through these one by one and talking about what they are, how to use them, and what they look like when they're in operation. And Pastor Ron, we were talking about the first one, love, which the Bible defines God is love. And, you know, and certainly, just because, I mean, God, and that word agape, unconditional, no strings attached love.
Yes.
And, you know, God loves me. But he didn't always look, you know, favorably on some things that I've done in my life.
That's right.
That meant he loves what I was doing.
That's
he loves
right.
me. Well, that's what agape is.
Yes.
It's unconditional love. And I see this, Pastor Ron. I serve as some folks know, as a hospice chaplain. And when we go into a home, into a nursing home, into an assisted living facility, wherever these folks are, I mean, someone behind that door has been told, if this disease or infirmity carries out its natural time frame, you have about 6 months or less to live. Well, you know, and they've been faced with that news. But God, and I'm just, you know, I can go in there, Pastor Ron, and I can look at that person, and I can look at that family. Often, I mean, the first time I see them, I mean, it's like I just love them. I mean, I just, and I tell them I do, and I'm
Amen.
Genuine with it. I don't
yes.
even know them. I mean, it's the first time I meet him. I say, "Hey, man, I love you. I want you to know that I love you. We're here for you. We want to be here." And I say that genuinely and sincerely. Well, where did that come from?
Mm-hmm.
I just met the person. I love them with that love.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could. I'm like you. I don't operate in all that all the time. The capacity's there.
Yes.
But that's what we're talking
yes.
about. For that person, that individual.
But let me read this out of the Passion Translation. What this is, I was looking at this today and it just overwhelmed my heart. But it says, this is Galatians 5:22-23 in the Passion. It says, "But the fruit produced by the Holy Spirit within you is divine love in all of its varied expressions, joy that overflows, peace that subdues, patience that endures, kindness in action, a life full of virtue, faith that prevails, gentleness of heart, and strength of spirit." Then it says this, never set the law above these qualities, for they are meant to be limitless.
Ooh.
See, this love that's been shed abroad in our hearts, Romans chapter 5 says, it's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit when we receive Jesus Christ in our life. That's why you can't experience this fruit unless you accept Christ in your life. And it's so easy to receive Him by faith. You declare, "Jesus, I declare you're the Lord of my life. I believe that you died on the cross. I believe that you've been raised from the dead." You know, Dwight, for years before I accepted Christ, I used to think you'd have to confess all your sins. The Bible didn't say you had to confess your sins to receive Christ. It says you have to confess Him as Lord.
Yeah.
You couldn't name all your sins.
That's
you
right.
couldn't remember them all. So
yeah.
you're confessing that Jesus is Lord over your life, over those sins. And when you do that, the Holy Spirit comes and lives inside of you, brings all of this
yeah.
power, grace, fruit, love.
Yeah.
It's just amazing that God Himself comes to live in us. And Paul had the strength to bring it down and define it in these everyday, practical, living terms of love, joy. I mean, Dwight, when I first got saved, I was so full of joy. I'm telling you, the joy of the Lord came on my life, and that fruit manifested itself in everywhere I went, every person I talked with. I mean, it was like I was running on a high that was just, I'd been high on pot before, I'd been high on booze before, but nothing like this fruit that began to manifest in my life. And Dwight, the thing we all have to comprehend when we receive Christ, we don't get just part of this. We get all of
this.
And my journey in life has been learning how to manifest this.
And, you know, and that's it. Just first of all, we've got to know, as we said before, we've got to know that it's there.
Yes.
I mean, we can die and go to heaven and never use any
that's
of this
right.
on this earth.
People do every day.
Yeah, we've got to get in the Word and say, here's what happened to me on the inside of me. We're spirit beings. The Bible says we're new creatures in Christ Jesus. We don't have spiritual problems anymore. Our spirits are fine.
They're
it's
sealed.
Our mind,
yep.
will, and emotion that resist us, and our bodies. Those are the two areas that we get resistance from. And that's where the new creation is. So once we start to say, all this came into me. Yes, it did. And it's for use right now. And just to wrap up the first component of love, I mean, that's what God is. And that's why, you know, we all have those people that rub us the wrong way, or the rubber, you know, Zig Ziglar used to say there's some people could brighten up a room just by leaving it. I hope I've never been that person.
That's a good one.
We kind of know those folks, but you know, we kind of get disturbed or whatever. But and we don't, again, getting back to what you said, not approving of behavior or sin or that sort of thing. But if we let that agape, that unconditional force of love, slosh out of us onto people, they're going to know it. And it's not us. It's Christ in us.
And the thing that bothers me a lot of times when someone doesn't manifest this fruit, even though they may have it, a person would say, well, they're lost. No. You got to think how many times you haven't manifested the fruit.
Yeah.
How many times I didn't manifest love or joy or peace when I could have? Well, that didn't mean I'm lost. You know, someone may be listening to us today that thinks, well, you know, I accepted Christ as a child. Well, let me tell you something. If you accepted Christ as a child, you're saved.
Yeah.
You're sealed.
Yeah.
And even if you have never learned how to manifest this fruit, the goal is to learn how to manifest the fruit of the Spirit in everyday life on that workplace where someone's cussing you out. You know, Dwight, I tell the story about I was working at this place and working next to a lady she was on a machine, and for days she cussed me. She cussed me out. She called me everything you could think of.
Just because.
Because I wouldn't hand her a piece right, or I wouldn't do something right. She was just so mad. And so I never said a word. The love of God came out of me, the peace of God. I just kept working with her. Worked with her for 3 or 4 months, 5 months. I finally left that place, got another job. About a couple of months after I left there, a knock on my door. She came knocking on my door. She said, Pastor Ron, she said, I got saved, and would you take me and baptize me? I said,
Yes, we'll take you and baptize you.
But you know, Dwight, the sad part about it was about 3 or 4 months after that, she was killed in an automobile accident. And I think 1,000 times, what if I had not let the fruit of the Spirit manifest
that
spot? What if I hadn't developed that love to the point that I would cussed her back or hollered back at her, gotten, you know, done something vengeful to her? But instead, I just every day, and Dwight, it was all I could do, all the strength I could muster to endure that persecution. But you know what? In the end, I was so thankful, and I'll see her in heaven.
Yeah,
because not because I'm such a hotshot, but because the Holy Spirit empowered me
with love,
with this fruit of the Spirit. And Dwight, this is the practical application of this. He can empower you to do things that you cannot normally do.
Yeah,
and empower you to love, empower you to have joy on a job that you've got to have, but you don't like it, but you still got to have the patience and the perseverance to continue. God will do that through this fruit of the Spirit.
Hey, we're glad you're with us. This is Local Matters for Friday afternoon. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. Hard to believe we've just got 3 or 4 minutes left.
Oh, my.
But that is such a great, practical, real-life illustration. That wasn't love of your mind.
No.
That wasn't love like you would love your wife, love your child. That was agape, the force of that was in you. And it would, and even in that moment of whatever, she would come, she would curse you, whatever, that's what came out of you, that's what's influenced her, and that compelled her to knock on your door and said, hey, I received Christ, would you baptize me? That was God in you making a difference.
And Dwight, the days, not just a day, but I mean, it went on for weeks, but when all that was going on, I never for once dreamed that I would baptize her. I never dreamed in my life that she would come to me to baptize her and have that great experience with God. But Dwight, it was because I'm glorifying Jesus. It was because the love of God had been shed abroad in my heart. And when I was squeezed, the fruit of the Spirit came out. The fruit of what was in me came out. And I'll tell you, that fruit is lying dormant in a lot of people that need to realize you are saved. You are born again. You accept Christ as a child. But you just need to grow up and let this fruit begin to manifest. And we're going to talk about ways to get it to manifest. But you know, one of the biggest ways, like you said, one of the number one ways, knowing it's already in you.
It's there.
You can't work for it. You can't be good enough for it. It's already deposited in you.
And well, you know, Pastor Ron, I just don't feel like it. I just don't feel like loving them. I don't feel, you know, we've got that. We can't let what we feel get in the way of what we know.
That's good.
Because if we, I remember when the Holy Spirit years ago, You know, I was going through some real depressing times. I read that verse in 2 Timothy 1:7. You know, God's not giving you a spirit of fear, love, power, and a sound mind. And I said or thought, well, if I have such a sound mind, why do I feel like I'm going crazy? Mm-hmm. Well, Pastor Ron, in my heart, I heard at that moment, well, what are you going to believe? Are you going to believe your feelings, or are you going to believe my word? All these Amen. Things that we're talking about, all these components of the fruit of the Spirit, all these tools in our spiritual toolbox, they are already there. Yep. They came in when Christ came in, and they are to be used in the good old, in the here and now, because we won't need them in the sweet by and by.
Right.
It's going to be
right.
sweet. We won't need any of this stuff, but we need them now. Ooh, this has been good.
Boy, it's been rich, hasn't it?
Let's get together next week. What do you say?
Amen.
Invite you to join us next time for Local Matters.